military as Sparta, the other commercial as Athens. In the one, it was wished, by whom, that the citizens should be idle. In the other, the love of labor was encouraged. It is worth our while to pay a little attention to the extent of genius required by these legislators, that we may see how, by confounding all the virtues, they showed their wisdom to the world. Lycurgus, blending theft with the spirit of justice, the hardest slavery with extreme liberty, the most atrocious sentiments with the greatest moderation, gave stability to his city. He seemed to deprive it of all its resources, arts, commerce, money, and walls. There was ambition without the hope of rising. There were natural sentiments where the individual was neither child nor husband nor father. Chastity was even deprived of modesty. By this road, Sparta was led on to grandeur and to glory. The phenomenon that we observe in the institutions of Greece has been seen in the midst of the degeneracy and corruption of our modern times. An honest legislator has formed people where probity has appeared as natural as bravery among the Spartans. Mr. Penn is a true Lycurgus, and although the former had peace for his object and the latter war, they resemble each other in the singular path upon which they have led their people, in their influence over free men, in the prejudices which they have overcome, the passions they have subdued. Paraguay furnishes us with another example. Society has been accused of the crime of regarding the pleasure of commanding as the only good of life. But it will always be a noble thing to govern men by making them happy. Those who desire to form similar institutions will establish community of property, as in the Republic of Plato, the same reverence as he enjoined for the gods, separation from strangers for the preservation of morality, and make the city, and not the citizens, create commerce. They should give our arts without our luxury, our wants without our desires. Vulgar infatuation may exclaim, if it likes, "It is Montesquieu, magnificent, sublime." I am not afraid to express my opinion and to say, "What? You have the gall to call that fine? It is frightful. It is abominable." And these extracts, which I might multiply, show that according to Montesquieu, the persons, the liberties, the property, mankind itself are nothing but grist for the mill of the sagacity of lawgivers. Rousseau. Although this politician, the paramount authority of the Democrats, makes the social edifice rest upon the general will, no one has so completely admitted the hypothesis of the entire passiveness of human nature in the presence of the lawgiver. If it is true that a great prince is a rare thing, how much more so must a great lawgiver be? The former has only to follow the pattern proposed to him by the latter. This latter is the engineer who invents the machine. The former is merely the workman who sets it in motion. And what part have men to act in all this? That of the machine, which is set in motion? Or rather, are they not the brute matter of which the machine is made? Thus, between the legislator and the prince, between the prince and his subjects, there are the same relations as those that exist between the agricultural writer and the agriculturalist, the agriculturalist and the clod. At what a vast height, then, is the politician placed who rules over legislators themselves and teaches them their trade in such imperative terms as the following. Would you give consistency to the state? Bring the extremes together as much as possible. Suffer neither wealthy persons nor beggars. If the soil is poor and barren, or the country too much confined for the inhabitants, turn to industry and the arts, whose productions you will exchange for the provisions which you require. On a good soil, if you are short of inhabitants, give all your attention to agriculture, which multiplies men, and banish the arts, which only serve to depopulate the country. Pay attention to extensive and convenient coasts. Cover the sea with vessels, and you will have a brilliant and short existence.